Post-October the 7th, the words of Matter Asurim took on far greater resonance. We invested much more effort and kavana in them, especially as we understand that praising Hashem for things is a necessary precursor to asking. But let's try and dig deep and try and understand broader perspective on what Matter Asurim means. So the Sfasemis, Pesach, the Sfasemis explains that Matter Asurim is actually quite generic. Someone who is in a point of place of Mitzar. Mina Mitzar Karasika, from the straits, from a place of narrowness, from a place of constraints, from a place of I can't, from a place of you can't. Like Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. What do? They're in Mitzrayim, which is the ultimate Mitzarim. V'nitzak, we cry out to Hashem. And that's the turning point with the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we cry out to Hashem from a place of Mitzarim, from Mitzrayim, from a place of constraints and limitations, of restrictions, of feeling incarcerated, that's when Hashem starts to let us go. And what this Sfasemis is telling us is that any place of limitations and constraints, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, it leads us to the realization or a feeling or a sensation that Ein Chavish Matras Atzman Beis Asurim, that a prisoner cannot free themselves from prison. I cannot help myself. And therefore, I feel helpless. There's nothing I can do. I'm not the master of my own destiny. I can't get myself out of this mess. And that's generally what people that are incarcerated feel. I can't get myself out of here. I'm stuck. I'm completely stuck. I'm kept here against my will. I'm in a situation that I find myself in that I don't want to be in. I want to get out of here. Anyone who is Mishahu B'Meitzar. That's what the Sfasemis is telling us. And therefore, when a person is in this place, the only way out, says the Sfasemis, is Tzayek L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We cry out to Hashem. When we realize that Hashem is the only one that can get us out of the mess that we find ourselves in. When we find ourselves in a Mitzah Karasika, from that place of limitation, that place of restriction, that place where I feel totally helpless, I can cry out to Hashem. I feel His power, and His power alone can get me out of here. That's the key. And that ultimately will be the turning point in the Seder. V'nitzak El Hashem. That's why there are those, and this has especially been promoted by Rav Melech Biederman, who say that at that point of Vanitzak, when everything changes at the Seder, that's a time to stop for a minute and to daven. Say Vanitzak with all your koyach, and then to daven to Hashem, that whatever we feel is holding us back, whatever challenges we feel, whatever mitzarim or mitzrayim we find ourselves in, we can then daven to Hashem at that time and from that place. Because that's the night when we go out from Shibud L'Gu'ula, when we leave the shackles of our prisons behind. So the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this stage is realizing that He is the only being that can get us out of this place of limitations, of restraints, of constraints. And the key to doing that is to call out.